Reishayin Dalet, Sif Gimel and Dalet, and Reishayin Hey, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, the halacha is that when a person makes a mitzi, to be mitzi everybody else, he has to be sure to eat first before anybody else eats. That means even if everybody has a vocalized lachmania in front of them, if they don't have lecha mishnah and they need your lecha mishnah, so then you have to eat first and then you give to them afterwards. They shouldn't eat before you, because if they're eating, even if it's their own bread which they had, which the bracha is chal on, but the lecha mishnah is not chal on that, because they don't have lecha mishnah, and therefore they have to wait. However, if they have lecha mishnah, then in Echanami, there's no problem for them to eat beforehand, because each person is using their own lecha mishnah. The shaila is that the right thing to do? Do we say Berei V'Amed Just Melech? Or do we say that each person medicine should be yaitu with themselves, in a case where everybody has their own lecha mishnah? That's a good shaila. Well, what is the... Be'etzim, it's really telling what we saw in Rishayin Gimel, whether or not if somebody's able to be mighty somebody else, if they're Bekim. We pass can make her at the end that you're allowed to. But the Be'er Lacha brought down, it's not so simple that you're able to be Yetze if you know how to make the bracha yourself. We see in a regular week that we are naik to be mighty with Kiddush, with... that's the din of Arvis. This is Bechlal. You're being yotzi for yourself. But in this case, where everybody has their own lecha mishnah, and you're not being yotzi his lecha mishnah, then, yesh la'ayin, I think the minig is that when everybody has their own lecha mishnah, that everybody makes their own amaytzi. They don't usually put out lecha mishnah in front of everybody, and then the balabayis makes lecha mishnah, makes amaytzi for everybody else. Siv Dalin talks about Tzudah Zubishal Shachas Yashal Aseh Zubilei Pas. Friday night, Shabbos day, the first Tzudah Shabbos day, must be done with Pas. Shal Shudis, we'll see Be'ezor Hashem. Does not have to be passed. The chachilah should be passed. At least the kazayis, kibetsa, even possibly the tzudah shabbos really she could be. But the cholapach the kazayis. But if not, pshat tzchak, you be yitz even with spirits. Possibility even divrei Torah. Like the Arizal says on erev Pesach, Mishnah Berurah is not happy with. But be'etzem, you don't really need pas mikra din. The Ramos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person can't eat at night, then there's no problem to have make three tzudahs during the day. And he's making kiddush during the day like he's making at night. He doesn't say vayichulu, you only say vayichulu at night. You say the rest of the kiddush though by the day. The shayla is, that's all the piskechuvas he was handling. Interesting shayla, especially in Negea on these weeks, the earliest weeks of the year, 4 o'clock is lichbench and shkia is 4:40. You get home after the suda, 5:40, you already have your suda. You finish that at 7 o'clock. And then at 12 o'clock, you want to have another suda. Because the next day, to have two sudas, one at 11:30 and one at 4 o'clock, you ready? By the time you finish your first suda, it's 1:30, 2 o'clock. You have another suda 2 hours later. Can you have two sudas at night and one suda during the day? It says the Pashat, even if you would do that, you certainly wouldn't make Kiddush another time at night. You'd only make a Kiddush the second time, the next day. It says, certainly doesn't seem that it should be lechatchila. Maybe it's telling whether or not the din of when you miss Kiddush at night, is it a din tashlumin, or is it a din that it's not a din tashlumin, it's meikar adin? I think the pashas rule that it's meikar adin that you have a suda during the day. You're not mechuyev to have it at a specific time. If you learn how to hayyam hayyam hayyam, but etzem it should be fine to have two sudas at night and one during the day. L'chatchila, the olam seems not to do that, and one has one at night and two during the day. Laila. Yeah, so the truth is that he brings down the Sharetzion, right? Tzasrein is, says, why is it? Could be that's also Kiddush. It's Kiddush Mokam Suda, it's supposed to be at night. You're being Yotze. Yeah, but you're being Yotze, your Kiddush Mokam Suda with possible Kissin at night. Maybe it's not the Chatchila. Especially with Yayin, he said it wasn't the Chatchila. Her. Simon Reish Ayin Hei, or Ayin Reish Hei for that matter, is the things that are also to do La'ar Aner, Al-Tuch Shash Hashem Yate, and it's only something which needs Iyun. So Shailo Iyun Harbe, Iyun Ma'at, for the most part, it's where it's Negea is reading and learning. It could be that reading is not even considered Iyun, if it's just reading a book. It could be it's not considered Iyun, that you would have a Isser. They bring down from the Chazanish, was Makbid, when he's trying to find the Svarim, that he made a Shemir. The question is, that really considered Iyun or not, reading a book? Certainly learning a sefer l'chora would be, and therefore you need a shamer. You need a shamer, or you need a right, says the Bir Halachas, long Bir Halachas Ma'arich, different possibilities to master it. One of them that he says is, it doesn't help you to put it even 10 stories high, because also le'plug l'chora, then even 10 stories high, we're choshish that maybe a person can be mafet. However, if you put a piece of paper on it that says on it, Shabbat Sayyim LaShem, and you're going to have to bang it in a piece of paper before your mate, then we're not choshish. That's like a shamer. It's not a problem. I know somebody that, when I remember, was a bachar in the mirror. That's what he had on his thing, Shabbat Sayyim LaShem, or something like that. And therefore, that would be mutter. There's a number of other ways that are also mutter that are brought down here. The Bir Halachas is not lechatchila with it, but he says that if it's the type of lamp that you already set it up that it should burn in the way that you want it to burn before Shabbos, and bederach klal during the week you don't change it, also you're not to be chayish on Shabbos. He's not so happy with it, but he does mention himself that if it's the type of wick that never needs fixing even during the week, then it would be mutter. And the Meili says with regard to our candles, I don't know what the type of candles are. Is it wax candle or is it not? It's a type of, here it says ner mishemen mizukak. It was a solid or was a liquid? I don't know what it is. This ner starin, which is supposed to be this awesome type of clear flame that doesn't need any type of atoya even during the week. He says it's not a problem to read by it because you're not going to be chayish. There's no chash atoya because it doesn't need any atoya. By at least by this candle. Now our candles are the same way. Nobody does it, and even our oil. Even our oil, the pashtus, l'chura, we should say, unless you want to say the igur gzeiro is by oil, so we're not going to be makel, the mishmur is only makel by candles. But v'etzem, there's a big tzad to makel by our oil, because no one is ever mate. Maybe simply because most people they use, what? What's the olden day candles? If you have those, Yekis use that, I think, maybe. Because they have the old, that was what they had in the, what's it called, that's what they, these type of candles that was with oil and things like that. I don't know, everybody, but. Floating wicks bechlal, it's like her impossible to be mate. There's nothing that you can do because it floats on top, so you can't be mate anything in the first place, and it's not going to help you to be mate. No one has ever mate by it. So the her up, the pashas, there wouldn't be a problem of being mate. With regard to regular wicks, yesh la'ayin, there are those that want to tie up that the very fact that it's a candle, that is the petek of Shabbos, that's the heker. Because no one ever uses a heker candle during the week. So the very fact that it's a candle, you're going to come see it, that's a heker, that's already going to remind you that you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos. Regardless, l'chor l'chatchila m'shabur doesn't seem to say it straight out. L'chatchila, one should put up a petek. We should have a shomer or a petek if your mamish wants to use the light to read or to l'chatchila. But yevel l'chor b'shatotchak, I would think that one should be allowed to use it. If it's not the derech, they give. We have to see the hemshich also. If it's not the derech, a person is considered adam choshev that he wouldn't do it during the week. All of us, no one does this. No one does this. L'chor, it's not shaykh l'chash. It's hard to just knock out a gemara. But l'chor b'metzias, the whole chash is not really shaykh b'zmanenu. And therefore, l'chor b'shatotchak, one would be able to. Somebody told me he was in his brother's dira, and that was the only light in the room. And he wanted to read a book, and he was reading the book by the light candle. And he asked me after Shabbos, is that okay? So, l'chor b'dievet, it's okay. L'chatchila, maybe one shouldn't, and one should put up a petek. B'dievet, that he has nothing else. If you want to read a novel, you shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos anyhow. If you ain't a sechalis, I don't know. But we'll see, we have to wait for Shaz Taz, Shin Zayin Tev Zayin. However, to learn, l'chor, there's a big tzad to be meko, as we've seen the Bir Halacha, that even with the types of cases that we're not so happy to be meikol, there's a bigger tzad to be meikol. If it's a tzurich of Talmud Torah, it's a bigger tzad. Kiyodua, everybody knows the story. It's Rav Shiva Zatzal, when he first got married, he had these looks, the kerosene lamps, and used to learn throughout the night, Friday night, or many hours Friday night, and his wife would be the shamer. He didn't use electricity, because electricity wasn't kosher electricity, it's made by Tuchel Shabbos. And Mimela, he would use these kerosene lamps, and his wife, the Rebbetzin Zazayin Zundashtag, was his shamer. She would sit there watching him the whole time while he was learning. And what then? Maybe that was the Ma'aseh Shehaya. And Baruch Hashem, it was his gadol to be the Yeshiva. Maybe I'll be there.